What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Donald Trump held an event in the Oval Office today where he lost his effing mind, for lack of a better word. He lashed out at a CNN reporter. He essentially started praising Kim Jong-un. He talked about how if you don't support his ballroom, you're not loyal to the United States. A host of things that just so clearly show that Donald Trump is in serious cognitive decline. This Oval Office event was supposed to be honoring this teenage boy right here, Ryder. Ryder is a teenage lifeguard in California who saved the life of a 10-year-old boy. Donald Trump was like, we'll bring him to the White House, we'll honor him for his bravery, excuse me. But because our president is an 80-year-old cognitively declining narcissist, he decided it'd be a great idea to take questions from the press and then make the whole thing about himself, because obviously the media coverage is going to be dominated by Donald Trump's freakout if that's what he ends up doing. It's all about Donald Trump, always. And here's the thing. Before we get into these clips, politics nowadays, this is what it's becoming. Donald Trump is 80 years old, falling asleep, obviously, during meetings, which is just wild to say out loud. He's slurring his words. He's just the other day forgetting the names of people he endorsed while he's on stage. He's like doing an event for the New York Attorney General, and he forgets her name on stage. I made a video about that. And Mitch McConnell, that's still going on. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks, and we only have gotten two photos from Mitch McConnell and the Mitch McConnell team. The conspiracies are flying everywhere. And while politics is dominated by people who have spent decades and decades in power just trying to cling on to power and get rich, the American people struggle more and more. If you or I didn't show up to work for a week, for a day, because we were in the hospital, it's over. You're getting fired. And you're not getting paid sick leave, because people like Mitch McConnell have spent their life trying to vote against, or excuse me, successfully voting against paid sick leave. But now when Mitch McConnell has been absent for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and he's, I guess, discharged from the hospital, but still in the same building doing rehab, he gets paid still. And that's why my generation is so fed up with this system, because we see older individuals who have a certain set of rules where they can get rich, or they can trade stocks, or they can disappear from their job for weeks at a time, and they end up fine. In the end, they still retain power. They do nothing for us. They still remain rich. And obviously, we all get screwed. And we learned yesterday, just in relation to talking about cognitive decline, that Andy Beshear said that he still has not heard from Mitch McConnell. Quote, I've heard absolutely nothing. And then going on to say, all he needs to do is call into this show for 2 minutes, or Fox for 2 minutes, or do a video for 2 minutes to the people he's supposed to serve. But you know what? The governor asked. He absolutely refuses to do so. And this is why Adam Mockler and I make videos for this channel, to talk about this from a Gen Z perspective, because this system has got to be fixed. And for this system, step one, for this system to be fixed, We've got to get rid of the MAGA movement. It has been so toxic for this country. This guy has been so horrible for this country. So that's why we do what we do. If you appreciate the work that we do and the fact that we're not going to normalize any of these things, we're not going to normalize Donald Trump's freakout or the fact that senators go missing for weeks at a time, because we care about this country and we refuse to let it keep going down this direction. If you appreciate the work that we do, hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out. It really helps us out. My name is Chris Mowry. I am not Adam Mockler, but I do a daily video here. So you can check out my YouTube channel right down below. Really quick, today I went out and stopped by Walgreens to get a Celsius. And for privacy reasons, I won't say this individual's name, but as I was checking out, the cashier said, oh my God, are you on the Adam Mockler show? She was so incredibly kind. She was so great. She was like, you know, it's one of the only shows I watch. It's so informative. It made my day. So if you're watching this video, first of all, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And if you ever see Adam and I walking around Chicago, feel free to say hi. You guys are the best. We love you. All right, let's take a listen to this first clip. Donald Trump was asked about Natalie Harp. Ooh, this is finally breaking through a bit. Take a listen.
John Ossoff said you'd rather travel with your aide, Natalie Harp, and build the ballroom than do your job as president. What is your response, John Ossoff?
You mean Pee Wee Herman? Pee Wee Herman lookalike? No, I would much rather do other things. It's a we're building a great facility here. We're fixing a White House that hasn't been taken care of.
So obviously you've probably seen John Ossoff became the first, really the first elected official to mention Natalie Harp by name, saying in a rally yesterday in Atlanta, Donald Trump wants to travel around with Natalie everywhere. Natalie Harp being the 34-year-old aide who follows Donald Trump around everywhere, is the, you know, human printer who reportedly spends more time with Donald Trump than anyone else. Donald Trump's response referencing John Ossoff as Pee Wee Herman. That was not a very good comeback. He's got nothing, nothing on John Ossoff. This is the giant freakout that a lot of people are talking about. Again, of course, on a CNN reporter, but more importantly, a woman, because this guy hates women. He can't stand them. It's why he's been found liable for sexual abuse, liable for defamation again. And specifically when it comes to reporters, women, he treats like such shit because he's just not a good human being. Believe it or not, breaking news. Take a listen to this. We'll talk about it.
I get along with him. You know, he didn't like Biden. He didn't like Obama. He didn't like anybody. But I get along with him very well. No, what I'm doing is making things safer. Just the opposite.
Quiet.
You're very disrespectful in front of this young man. Okay? Don't you find her disrespectful? He understands. Quiet. Who are you with?
I'm with CNN.
Fake news. You're fake news. You're loud. You're a loud, boisterous person. You're fake news. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. You're a fake reporter, and you report fake news. Go ahead.
Mr. President, is there enough food on the USS Lincoln?
Yeah, it is. That was a CNN fake report. The Lincoln has been out there for a period of time, good period of time, but over the years we've had them out there much longer. I was at a group meeting, and an admiral came up to see me over the weekend. And it was at a big group, and he happened to be an admiral retired. He said, I've been on ships that are out there much longer than that, sir, and I know people on the Lincoln. They say it's beautifully maintained and beautifully taken care of. And other people went out, and they found out to be true. It was fake news reporting from CNN.
Wow. So, first of all, Donald Trump, again, exploding on a CNN reporter who's a woman, and then he's tapping when he's saying, don't you agree, young man, she's being disrespectful. That's Ryder, the teenage lifeguard who's being honored by the White House. Do you know how effing uncomfortable that probably is for the teenage boy? It's supposed to be about him, and he's a hero. He saved a 10-year-old boy as a lifeguard. Okay, Donald Trump, that's great. That's amazing. Just amazing. And the USS Abraham Lincoln, we've heard so much about. He's a liar. He's lying. It's only convenient to talk about caring about the troops for the Republican Party, but talk is cheap, right? And we have heard the complete opposite now from multiple families of service members on the USS Abraham Lincoln. The conditions are terrible because of Donald Trump's war in Iran.
Leavitt replaceable.
No, she's not. She really isn't. She's standing right over there, and she's done a great job.
But you have somebody in mind?
She likes her children more than she likes Trump. I'm very concerned about that.
It's a lot to juggle, right? And you said you support that going back. Is there somebody you have in mind that you'd like to see up at the podium to take over?
You. How about you? She could do the job. I think so. What do you think, Caroline? I like it. I've always liked you. That's why I'm doing this. I don't do this that often. I get off. I make a speech. Here I come off and we see Alexis. You have done a great job.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Anything else that I didn't ask you? You wanted to make news in this interview.
Donald Trump is not well. This was from a few days ago. What is he going on about? What is he talking about? He's being asked about the next press secretary, and he's like, Caroline Leavitt, I think, loves her children more than me. Apparently, the White House was pretty shocked to learn that Caroline Leavitt, or was pretty abrupt, I should say, was leaving. She said she's spending time with her kids. It's probably a combination of that and not being able to stand lying for this guy anymore. I don't know. You can let me know in the comments down below. We've heard Scott Jennings could be in the run for the next White House press secretary, the guy who gets destroyed by Adam Ockler every single night on CNN. We go to the next clip here. Take a listen.
Come from? Go ahead.
The people who are opposing,
especially her.
The people who are opposing the ballroom and challenging it, have they offered any sort of
solution or sort of compromise, or are they just saying they're still holding?
The people that are opposing the ballroom are people that, in my opinion, are very disloyal to our country, very, very disloyal to our country. And I think we're doing very well. We're way ahead of schedule. We're under budget. It's going to be the most beautiful ballroom of its kind. You know, when I was in China, we went to the Great Hall of China. It was this big, beautiful building. And we don't have anything like that. And we have to have that. It's very important. But we also are getting tremendous military protection, drone protection. The building is drone-proof. It's missile-proof as much as something can be missile-proof. It's totally bulletproof. Any bullet, nothing can go through the windows. We have, you know, all top-of-the-line stuff. It's very safe. And you know, the one thing, it's not for me, because I'm going to be here a very short period of time when it's finished. If it finishes right on time, on budget, on time, I'll be there for 4, 5, 6 months. This is for future presidents. This isn't for me. This is for future presidents. And it's a gift. We're making a gift to our country, spending hundreds of millions of dollars to build a ballroom.
You've got to let me know what you think, first of all, of the fact that Donald Trump just said it's for future presidents because I'll only be around for a few more months after that. Obviously, we've heard Donald Trump many times tease the fact that he's running in 2028. And it's just fascinating to me that day to day he can be kind of different on any given subject. I feel like if you asked him the same question yesterday, he might say, well, you know, we'll see if I'm gone. Maybe I want to stay a little longer. Now he's like, you know, it's a gift. It's a gift. But more importantly, disloyal to our country if you disagree with the ballroom. I went to the gas station yesterday. Gas is $4.70. There's a war in Iran that this administration has not been able to articulate well at all why we are there and how long we will be there, which will probably be years. He's ripping apart the Constitution. He's passed less legislation up to this point than any president in modern American history. He's just signing executive orders over and over and over again, trying to expand executive authority. But he's focused on his ballroom. And if you disagree with the ballroom, if you're you and I, we're actually disloyal to this country. We hate the United States of America. Does that sound like a talk of a dictator, maybe a wannabe dictator? What a psycho.
How do you respond to folks who say that you are prioritizing the interests of adversaries in North Korea over our longtime partners by scaling back
the
military
exercises? No, I'm making it much safer. You see, I'm actually making it much safer. Kim Jong-un has always treated me with great respect, and we met on numerous occasions, actually, two primary occasions, spoken and spent time. I understand him. He understands me. You're doing war games. I get along with him. You know, he didn't like Biden. He didn't like Obama. He didn't like anybody, but I get along with him very well. Now, what I'm doing is making things safer.
So that's the response. That's the response about South Korea. It's essentially praising Kim Jong-un. You know, he didn't get along with any of the other presidents, but he gets along with me. We have an understanding. Why are you ditching, scaling back resources for one of your longest lasting allies, South Korea? Kim Jong-un, I mean, him and I get along. We have a good understanding, so. Oh, it's going to take so long to fix the mess that this guy has caused. Listen, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like, hit subscribe, share it out. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I do read all your comments. And while you're commenting, one last favor, check out my YouTube channel, excuse me, right down below, and hit subscribe. With all that said, I will see you in the next one.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.